Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 20th, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious life you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, America, one nation under God, where we can speak freely, worship freely, and actively participate in a government for the people and by the people. I ask that you lead and guide this governing body so that we might make the right decisions for the right reasons. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to approve specifications for an invitation for bids for a term contract for inmate shoes for the Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for an invitation for bids for a term contract for morgue transport services for Jefferson County with BJ Transport Service for the first additional one-year renewal from November 11, 2014 to November 10, 2015. Item C is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for development proposals for multi-sports training facility located at Ford Park. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 2, rebid of Drainage District number 7 of the County of Jefferson, Texas, Hurricane Ike, Dolly Round 1, Critical Infrastructure Project Disaster Recovery Division, Main B Diversion Ditch, funded by the Hurricane Ike grant that's administered by the Texas General Land Office, to add installation of concrete seal slab under an intake foundation, additional length for tie backs to reach undisturbed ground in the amount of $61,680, and 7 additional days construction time, increasing the contract total price to $3,041,600 and 217 working days. Item E is to consider and possibly approve a correction to the auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A1 by Harned Auction, Inc., held on Saturday, October 4th, as shown on the attachment. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion.
Judge, item D, this is the same item
Yes, but recall that we had taken $200,000 back from their original allocation and put it in the Port Arthur Health Clinic. We left $90,000 in there, and so there's $19,000 after this change order, or $80,000, I believe. So there's $19,000 after this change order, and Ms. Stover at Waxman has been told that if there's any changes, that the rest of them are on their dime. It will, if I anticipate that that's what we're going to do, is file another amendment with the GLO to move that over. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have one item. Item A, regular county bills, check numbers 399724 through 400024. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider and possibly approve the hiring of James A. Locke as deputy constable with Constable Precinct 1 in accordance with Local Government Code 86.011 with an effective date of October 13, 2014. Item B is to... That's right. That'd be October 20th, 2014. So that's going to be different from... Item B. Is to consider possible approval and authorize county judge to execute an addendum to the interlocal cooperation agreement between Spindletop Center and Jefferson County regarding mental health liaison officers pursuant to the Texas Government Code Chapter 791. Item C is considering possibly authorize county judge to execute general land office contract number 15075008730, KEPRA contract number 1577, which is for the Keith Lake Fish Pass. Item D is considering approve the certified roll jurisdiction summary resolution for the tax roll for the tax year 2014 for Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioner's Court? Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold, I believe. Discussion. I think our only inquiry on item A on the hiring of Mr. Locke is to assure that he is a certified peace officer. Okay.
It's the property tax roll that's.
It's a
for the certified roll for the jurisdiction summary that shows the amount of the various types of properties, industrial, residential, and so forth that are subject to taxation for the coming year. All right, any other discussion? All in favor of those items under Commissioner's Court, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to West Jefferson County Municipal Utility District for sewer lines in Jefferson County Cheek Community Sewer Improvements Cheek Phase 4. That's located in Precinct 4. And item B is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to West Jefferson County Municipal Water District for water lines in the Jefferson County Cheek Community Sewer Improvement Cheek Phase 4 project. Again, that's located in Precinct 4. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And by addendum, find it here. Well. Under County Airport, item A is considering possibly authorize county judge to execute a lease amendment to the Hotard Coaches, Inc. rental agreement for usage of the airport. Do I have a motion on that item?
Moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our agenda, our regular agenda. Is there any comments from any elected official or member of the court before we adjourn?
Judge, I'm sure Ms. Gidrick wanted to say something.
It appears as though it was going rather briskly this morning. Please keep in mind, everybody out there, that during this 2-week period, you can vote anywhere in the county. You do not have to vote at your normal early voting precinct at the countywide vote polling locations, and should make it much more convenient for everyone. And you do need proper photo ID because of the court decision.
Would you tell us that photo ID, Ms. Gidry?
All right. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.